Now, I praise you, brethren. Notice what he said. I praise you, who, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the audience, instruction, the guideline, the teaching, as I deliver them to you, the audience. You know, God told Israel, keep his, if they would keep his audience, follow him, and that he will let, that they will let him be one God for them, the only God. He said, keep the audience as I deliver them to you. Notice what he said. Keep them as I deliver them to you. But I will have you to know, see, he laying out some instructions. And when you get to this, you'll see why there's so much violence and evil when people just throw aside, disregard, discard what the instruction God gave to the human race, to the redeemed family. Really, that's who it is for. The human race, can, he did it for the human race, but only those get privileged to enjoy this kind of life that responds to the gospel, that respond to the love of God. So he said, but I will have you know. See, once you know something, then you can operate with freedom and in this and have success. You can't, you give me a 747 jet. I think they still make them. You give it to me right now, and that thing is huge and it costs a lot of money. I couldn't make no money with it unless I get hire somebody. I mean, you give it to me, it's yours, you can operate it. You don't, you know. Well, I couldn't make any money with it. You know why? I don't have no knowledge of it. The only thing I could do is let somebody else fly it and I could ride. But, because I don't know how to operate there. But God wants us to know. That's my point. I will have you know. And see, when you know God's order, God's instruction, God's will, God's plan, you believe him, you trust him, you take him at his word, hallelujah, and that you believe that what he says is the absolute truth, then you can do the same thing that he does. And so he said, but I'll have you know that the head of every man is Christ. And so you wouldn't try to start out life without Christ. Hello? You wouldn't dare try to live in this earth without Christ. Because he said, I will have you know. So once you know that, you'll do that. Why? Because Christ is the anointed one. He is our life. Put up. I didn't give you this, but go ahead and put it up. Put it up. Galatians 2:20. And go ahead and put it up. Galatians 2:20. If I want to read in another one, I'll just pull it up. Now watch this. Notice what 2:20 says. I am what? Crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. But who? But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, where? I will have you know that the head of every man is Christ. And see, if you try to live your life in the flesh, where are you tonight? Where are you? I know you're sitting in the building, but where are you? You're in the flesh, right? And so that qualifies us. If we try to live our life in the flesh apart from Christ, this is why we see these chaos. We see this violence. We see broken home, broken dream, broken lives. murderers, rapists, dope pushers, liars, what they call these lords. They are they make huge money, lots of money. And they have people working for them because they push a lot of drugs. Huh? Okay. And they have and they make lots of money. And you ever notice that the law enforcement that we have don't fool with them too much? Come on. You don't hear anybody talking about it too much. But if you get in and become one of their distributors and you mess up their money, they chop your finger off. They start to shoot you right in the head and drag you out there. Nobody ever, they never come to court. Very few of them ever have to face that crime. Why is this? Because these people, do God love them? You better know He does. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But when you make things prestige, holding a position, become a ruler that forces and controls, and you do it like Pharaoh, if you don't, and other kings in those days. When you become one of those, you won't hear God. You remember what Pharaoh said to Moses? When Moses went to him and said, God told you, let my people go. You remember what he said? Who is this God? I'm a God myself. But he found out who that God was. Didn't he? Didn't he find out? So what am I saying? I'm saying when you have this, this is what Satan been pushing. What's behind his operation? His operation is to destroy what God loves. And God loves you. This is why you're seeing all of this. This is why you see and most people won't acknowledge, but there are demons, evil spirits searching and looking to take possession of someone or somebody or some children. This is why he take this advancement that we have in technology and turn it into where it will be attracted to young kids, and you know it is, so he can gain access, control over them. And they can become possessed with that thing and is filled with his operation. You used to watch a cartoon and enjoy it, but now it's gotten so demonic. Come on. And the same thing on these devices. It's a good thing, but it's being misguided. Because whose hands that is in control with? Are you following me? And see, if you are parents that slack and don't monitor these things, and then you wind up just like that guy did. Why did he do that? Somebody opened the door to the devil, to that kid. And he grew up twisted. Hello? How do you? And then you got people preaching the gospel, supposed to be, let me say it like it is, supposed to be preaching the gospel, they preaching some theory. they're preaching something. I can go and read what it says in Colossians, but I don't think we have time to do that tonight.